This is JIS News. Coming up, government receives 17.7 million euros from European Union. St. Anne residents get land titles and construction work begins on the Boscobel sewage project. The news in detail after this message.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Now the news. The government has received 17.7 million euros in budgetary support from the European Union, the EU. The announcement was made Tuesday during a ceremony at the office of the Prime Minister to mark the 40th anniversary of relations between Jamaica and the EU. 7.8 million euros are earmarked for the government's debt reduction and growth enhancement program, while the remaining 9.9 million euros will be channeled into the sugar industry. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is expressing gratitude to the European Union for its funding support, as well as the social and economic gains generated from the organization's partnership with Jamaica for the past 40 years.
The European Union and the government of Jamaica are in agreement on the urgency of further reducing the national debt, increasing the rate and level of economic growth, and continuing to improve the standard of living of the Jamaican people.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the ceremony Tuesday. The government will shortly implement a co-location policy aimed at facilitating increased participation by new entrants in Jamaica's wireless telecommunications industry. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says the policy will enable new investors to access existing infrastructure, primarily cell towers already owned by service providers. The regulations, slated to come on stream in early 2016, are being developed within the context of the provisions of the Telecommunications Act, which was amended in 2012.
The Telecommunications Act provides for the minister, in association with the OUR, to make these regulations. And they will mandate and provide the framework for new players to have full access to existing infrastructure. So the existing players will be required to do the accommodation, and of course it's going to be supervised by the OUR.
Mr. Paulwell says the move is also intended to ensure that new players do not have to expend resources putting up their own infrastructure. Construction work has started on the Boscobel sewage project in St. Mary. The project is one of several initiatives being financed under the Caribbean Regional Fund for Wastewater Management CREW to the tune of just over $2 million. The new facility is expected to reduce the contamination of groundwater to meet standards stipulated by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. It will also improve service levels for National Water Commission customers in the area and reduce risks to public health. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the rehabilitation and upgrading of old treatment plants are a critical part of the government's thrust towards sustainable development.
The new treatment facility that we are breaking ground for today will have a capacity of 600 cubic meters per day. We will also make provision for the expansion of the new plant in phase two of the project, which in the future will be able to treat an additional 600 cubic meters per day.
The project will be implemented over a 12-month period and includes the design, construction, installation, testing, and commissioning of the plant. And 70 residents of St. Anne have been presented with certificates of title under the government's Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP. Of the amount, 41 titles were handed to persons who have been living on mined out bauxite lands. Land Minister Robert Pickersgill says residents had been unable to prove ownership of the lands they occupied. As a result, operators of the Noranda Jamaica bauxite plant engaged LAMP to provide titles in the name of the Commissioner of Lands at a cost of $2.1 million.
Challenges arose when the owners of the lands that Noranda acquired did not possess titles. Today, I'm happy to say that under the MOU with Noranda, LAMP is working to resolve this issue.
Mr. Pickersgill says LAMP will continue to work with Noranda to resolve the issue by producing land titles for residents who have been living on the property for many years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.